Welcome to Secondhand Wisdom. I'm Khadijah. And if you guys are new here, this is a Christian podcast as I share my journey getting closer to Jesus and my journey. And it, you know, it's not always going to be ups, it's not always going to be downs, but it's always going to be, you know, trusting in Him for sure. And that goes to this specific episode when I want to talk about trusting God in your hurt and pretty much not letting your hurt affect other people. What I mean by this is, in like, as a Christian, sometimes people try to put labels on us, and sometimes when people interact with us, sometimes with just the first impression, it'll determine if they want to get closer to God or not. And it puts a big like stress on us, because it's like, oh, we want to make sure that their interaction with us was good enough that they want to get close to God and not have a reason to get further away from Him. And you've heard this before where people say like, oh, that's the reason why I don't go to church, because they do this, that, and the third. And it pushes them further away from God. And like, I don't want to go to church because of that, or I don't want to believe in God because of it. And I've had my own similar story, but it was not a negative story. It was actually, when I look back, it was really my church school, my Sunday school teacher literally gave me like a really good advice, but I think at the time and the moment, I just personally didn't think it was the best advice for me. But when I look back at it, it was actually a really good advice. She said, I was going through some tough time, and I had said, I told her some of the information, and I probably didn't tell her the entire thing now that I think about it, because knowing myself, I'm a kind of a private person, so I probably didn't share every single thing. But she said, you know, strongest battles to the strongest soldier, something along those lines, which I think you guys have probably heard that before. But He gives the strongest battles to the strongest soldiers. And I didn't like that at the time, because I was like, I didn't want to hear that. I literally wanted her to adopt me. I was like maybe like in middle school or something. So I thought like that was still a option, that she could just like take me in or something like that. And that's not how it works. You don't just adopt kids. You don't just take them away from their families and stuff like that. But she did give a good advice when I look back at it. Like, yeah, sometimes He does give you the battles that's kind of harder for you to handle, because He knows you're strong enough to take on those battles. And with that being said, sometimes we may feel hurt, not just by God, but like people around us as well. Like, we may feel hurt just in general. Like, we may feel negative emotions, you know. And even when we have those negative emotions, we're still kind of not expected, but like encouraged to not let that affect the way we interact with people, because we never know who the person we're interacting with might want to get close to Jesus, and then, you know, our negative attitude may draw them further away from Him. Like, for example, let's say someone hurt us or caused us some type of trauma. And because it was so painful and so hurtful that we just can't, you know, we're unable to deal with it in the moment. And then we end up either lashing out, being angry, or being being in a negative way towards the person that we meet. And then they might think, oh, so this is what Jesus is like. You're just a bully or a mean person, and you're trying to cover it up and say that you love Jesus you're being a bully in disguise of saying you love Jesus. Is that what Jesus is all about? Is Jesus a bully? Is He a person who... And that's not what we're told. We're told Jesus is a lover. He loves people. He wants us to love Him and love people. We're the most two main commandments. And Jesus really died on the cross for us. And I can't see anyone who was a bully would want to die on the cross for us. Like, it doesn't make any sense, right? Like, oh, Jesus is a bully, and because He's a bully, He wanted to die on the cross for you. It doesn't really make any sense. Someone who would bully you wouldn't want to die on the cross for you. If anything, they'd probably want you to go on the cross for them. And in a way, it's definitely hard for us to kind of not let our hurt affect other people and their walk to get closer to God, because I know it's super easy for us to just dive deeper into the hurt and dive deeper into the fact that we are, you know, we're humans. We're going to have our own emotions, our own things, right? We're going to go through our own problems like everyone does. But when we realize that we represent Jesus and we represent like God and what he stands for, that when we meet somebody and if it's a first impression, and sometimes this might bring them closer to them, like, oh, I had a good interaction with this person who says they claim to believe in Jesus. And that must be what Jesus is all about. He must be about, you know, love and kindness and all this stuff. Rather than, we've seen it time and time again where people interact with Christians and they're, you know, they don't have a good interaction with them. They don't have a good interaction with Christians because they feel that Christians pretend. They pretend to be this so-called good, kind person, but in reality, they're just these bitter, angry people. And not always they're like that. It's just sometimes their hurt and their difficulty and their struggle that they're going through is maybe tough to the point that it overflows and comes out in their own attitude. Instead of realizing, hey, you know, I am a representation of Jesus and I have to remember myself, even though I'm going through this struggle and this hard time, I'm giving this to Jesus and hopefully he can take this struggle from me. So that way when I represent him, I can represent him in a way that shows love, kindness, and all those things, you know, the fruit of the spirit pretty much. And is it hard? Yes. Will it be easy? No. It's because of the fact that, like, you might be valid for your hurt. You might be really, you might have a really good reason to feel your hurt. Like, someone might have done something really not so nice to you, to the point that it really just so bad that you just can't help but just wallow in it. And it just makes sense. It literally makes sense. It takes a lot of strength. Like, when I say strength, I mean strength. To be hurt by somebody else and not let that hurt affect the next person. Because that takes you having to realize, like, oh, wow, this hurt really badly and really deeply. And it's not fair, right? It's not fair that it happened to you, or it's not fair that you got hurt, right? But then when you realize that, like, the next person you meet, you kind of, as a Christian, you want them to get, like, your goal or your job, or not job, but, like, one of the things we are called to do is kind of bring people close to Jesus. And if you are a person, you know, like everyone else who gets hurt, and you're representing him, you have to be able to, you know, give him your problems. Like, hey, Jesus, you know, this person hurt me. Can you help me to overcome this hurt? So that way, and I meet the next person, I'm not rubbing off my negativity to that person. Because at the end of the day, if we're all, what would really be nice would be, like, if we're all the people were just kind of nice to each other. But it takes strength to overcome the hurt you're feeling and not let it affect the next person. That takes a lot of strength, because in yourself, you have to be like, okay, I know this hurts. I know this is painful. I know that, like, really I'm not truly healed from this hurt. But I understand that this person who I meet may have this interaction, or may have already encountered somebody else in the past who's hurt them and claimed to call themselves a Christian. They might have already had an experience with somebody else who was also negative, and you don't want to reinforce their whole reason for why they shouldn't go get close to Jesus. Because at the end of the day, like, Jesus is the one who saves and literally dies on the cross for you. Like, why wouldn't you want to praise the person and thank the person who died on the cross for you? Because nobody else ain't going to do that. Let's just be honest. Let's be real. Your parents are not going to do it. Your close friends are not going to do it. Your brother, your sister, nobody in your family is going to be willing to die on the cross for you. Not even just for you, but just for the whole world. You know what I mean? They love you, but not to that point, to that degree where they're going to say, yeah, like, I'm going to take your place and I'm going to, you know, get whipped and spit on and mocked and put nails through my hands and feet to die on the cross for you. Why would I do that? Why would they do that? They don't really care. They don't care. Like, your parents love you and care about you, but not that much. Like, I love them. They love you, but that is a next level of love. Of love that's saying that, hey, I'm willing to go and do this to sacrifice myself for you. And they sacrifice a lot for you, for sure. Don't get it twisted. But not to the point where they're going to put themselves in self-harm. Like, I remember my mom was telling me that, like, if you got in trouble with the law, she was going to tell. She's going to tell me to the, like, bring me to the law enforcers. Like, she loved me, but not to that point that she would, you know, go to jail for me or anything like that. Like, they love you, but never It's unfortunately in a conditional type of love, and Jesus loved us unconditionally and was willing to just kind of die on the cross for you. On like, he didn't care. And you know what's so interesting when you think about, when I keep saying this hurt, I'm pretty sure Jesus went through like the biggest hurt of all. He was trying to bring people together, told them that, hey, you should love one another. And the people were like, nah, we don't love you. And then they spat on him. They called him names. They whipped him. And can you imagine that type of hurt that he must have been feeling? And instead of lashing out and being angry and saying, no, I don't want to die on the cross for these people because I don't really, like, they don't deserve my love. They don't deserve for me to die on the cross for them. And he said, you know what? He took the hurt. And he said, even though he didn't want it, like, no, he did want it. He told the Father, like, forgive them because they know not what they do. So in a way, he really wanted to die on the cross for us either way. But at the same time, like, to be disrespected to that degree of, like, you know, like, yeah, to be disrespected that badly where he spat on, was whipped, and, like, put a crown of thorn in his head, had made him to walk with I don't know how much pounds, but it was a pretty heavy cross. Like maybe half a mile with the nails through his hands and pierced his feet. Like to deal with all that hurt and still said, yes, I'm going to die on the cross for you. Like, it's crazy. Like, you just think about, like, that's nuts, right? Like, why would... It just doesn't... Like, in our humanly brain, doesn't make any sense for someone to do all that and deal with all that hurt and still say, yes, I want to die on the cross for these people. Like, I love people. I don't know, like, how much I'd want to die on the cross for them. I mean, I've been hurt pretty badly. So, me personally, it would really take God interference for me to be like, yeah, you know what? I've been hurt so badly to the point that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to die on the cross for you. Yeah, I'm going to take the whippings. I'm going to take the crown. The crown of thorns. I'm going to have you nail my hands and my feet and stay on the cross and be crucified for 6 hours. Yeah, no. No, but it's just so beautiful to know that, like, no one else is worthy enough of to be called, you know, Lord and Savior, because in a way, like, no one else would want to do that. And it's just so amazing to think that someone loved me so much, so deeply. And even when he was hurt, probably by all of us all the time, every day, every second, he's hurt by us all the time. And he still was willing and accepting and wanting to die on the cross for us. And, so, I mean, if Jesus could do that, you know, it does teach us as well that, like, even when we're going through our hurt and we're, you know, might be really deep, the hurt that we might be feeling by somebody else, like, they might have affected us emotionally, like, really badly, like, how affect us emotionally. And, it's so bad to the point that it does validate you to feel the way you feel, right? But in a way, like, understanding that, like, you're now going to affect the next person you interact with. Now you're going to affect their emotional state. Maybe they had nothing to do with the hurt that you had. But because we are unable to give it to God and let him take it over and clean us and make us new and just kind of, like, give us a different, like, heart. Like, understand, like, yes, this was very, 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 very painful. But at the end of the day, I understand I want to make sure the next person is not going to have to feel that hurt or that pain that I went through, and also bring them closer to Jesus. Because in the day, like, you don't want them to suffer, you know what I mean? You want them to also feel joy. You want the success of other people. You want them to also have joy, happiness, peace, love, all the good things that, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, you want them to have that. And if you are so hurt to the point that you can't, you know, you think, remind yourself, like, oh, is this what I'm going to say going to be for bring joy, peace, love, happiness to this person? Or is this going to bring complete opposite? And you say, you know, you think to yourself, like, oh, but if I say this, is this going to bring them, like, anger or whatever? Then you're like, ah, that's not what you wanted. That was not what your initial goal. And so it's very difficult to turn your pain that you're feeling emotionally, physically, whatever it is, mostly emotionally, take your emotional pain and transform it into something that could be better for the next person and not let it rub off on them. Because in the day, it's going to be a cycle. If you rub off your emotional hurt to the next person, they're going to rub off their emotional hurt to the next person. It's going to be a chain of cycle of people rubbing off their emotional hurt to each other. And then we're going to just live in a world that we're currently in right now where everyone's just kind of bitter and angry and all of it once. But if someone was to say, you know what, I'm hurt emotionally or painfully, but I'm not going to let this affect how I treat the next person, so that way they can have a better experience and maybe they might be happier to the next person, and then it'll rub off, the positivity rub off to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, to the point that we're actually living in a world where it's more positive than negative. But it is definitely a hard thing to do. It does take strength. It does take a lot of giving it to God type of thing, because we do get hurt sometimes. Almost sometimes we get hurt every minute, you know, where someone has hurt our feelings or emotionally hurt us. But the strength it takes to say, you know what, it's very painful what I'm feeling right now, but understand that the next person doesn't deserve to take on that pain that I feel or that emotional hurt that I feel. And understand that Jesus did the ultimate thing. He was spat on. He was literally beaten, whipped, all that stuff and everything like that. And he said, you know what, even though that hurt was not emotional, well, it was a lot. It was emotional because people spat on him, so it could probably get into Jesus' head. It was emotional and physical hurt that he felt, and he was able to overcome that and still decide to die on the cross for us, so that way he could save us. So I'm not saying that it's going to be easy. I'm just saying that just be mindful that when you're hurt, that you don't want to rub it off to the next person. And if, you know, the best thing to do is just pray about it, give it to Jesus and let him take over it, and do your best to remind yourself that you represent him, and you want that next person to feel that love, kindness, peace, joy, all that good stuff. And you want them to get close to God because you want them to feel the joy and love, peace, and all that stuff. But if you guys enjoyed this episode, please give it a like on all our socials at Secondhand Wisdom. And on that, stay safe, be cool. Bye.